As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of power here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime with the youngest of Charles and O'Willigham. Get you up to 10 o'clock, moments away, 7 minutes away from tip-off. Wizards, Jazz, from the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. AJ DeBanza, the number one pick for the Wizards. You know what? This is going to seem like a small thing, but can I tell you the edge that AJ DeBanza has for me tonight and why I'm confident in him? PJ and Chris in studio, you could probably appreciate this. The brother was wearing wired headphones, the OG Apple ones.
He's old school.
Come on, man. I love it. I love it. It's what it's about, man.
It is. Every sound nerd knows. Cabled headphones sound better.
That's why I was like, I knew you guys would have a thought on it.
But I'm just telling you.
It says a lot about him. It's just a small piece of what I think is a unique personality that is going to shine like a diamond here in the nation's capital. On the flip side, his counterpart in Darren Peterson, you're going to see tonight, Wizards fans, why there was so much discourse around who should be the number one overall pick. And I said it throughout the entire pre-draft process. They couldn't have went wrong with either dude. And we're going to see it coming up here tonight. I talked about what was most important for the Wizards by way of their head coach in the summer league a couple of moments ago. Defense, to me, is the number one thing that matters. The most important thing for Washington tonight. It's defense. I don't care if, you know, DeBanza comes out and has a 40-point triple-double, damn it. All that matters is defense. Because they got a bunch of talented dudes who can score in a loaded Eastern Conference where everybody can score. The difference is going to be who locks up and is about that action on the defensive end. Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. By the way, I'm Joning. Anybody out there that is familiar with anybody that has dreads? This is about to be a total off-the-wall comment for me, but I don't care. I can say it. Darren Peterson, brother, I know we out in Utah. Or excuse me, I know we out in Vegas. So you probably don't got your people with you. We couldn't get my brother a fresh retwist before the game. We couldn't get him an edge up. Come on. What are we doing? I'm more disappointed in DeBanza, if I'm being honest. Darren Peterson already had, you know, his summer league debut. This is DeBanza's summer league debut. We ain't got no fresh cut. No, nothing. Hopefully he's rugged and rough, man. I'm geeked up and excited for it. I will keep you up to speed with Wizards and Jazz as we roll throughout the night tonight. But I can't help. We can't talk basketball in the NBA without referencing free agency, man. This is probably one of the more exciting NBA offseasons in recent memory. When you think about all of the player movement, Jaylen Brown being shipped out of Boston to Philadelphia. You talk about Giannis being shipped out of Milwaukee to Miami. The LeBron James sweepstakes, you know, that's very much in full swing right now. I want to double click on the LeBron James sweepstakes here for a second because that's exactly what it is. I said this about a week and a half ago. And it fell upon deaf ears, it feels like. It feels like what I said fell upon deaf ears. I think when it comes to LeBron James and his future, Wizards fans don't really feel like it's a chance of it happening. But I think it's a real shot that he ends up here in the nation's capital. I do. I think there's a real shot. I think there's a real shot he ends up here in D.C. because the Wizards have his partner in crime in Anthony Davis, who is also a Rich Paul client. Anthony Davis, come August, is eligible for a four-year, $275 million max extension. A contract extension that a lot of folks here locally feel like there's no way that they can give that to him when you consider his injury history. Right? I think if the Wizards give AD that extension, it's a favor to Rich Paul. And the favor for a favor would be you give AD the money, you get LeBron James. Some people are probably thinking, huh? No way. Why are you making it seem so simple? That's how simple it is. What's the number one thing that's been consistently reported here early on? What's the number one thing that's been consistently reported early on here? Oh, my God. AJ DeMonster just scored his first points as a Wizard, ladies and gentlemen. A filthy reverse layup. But this is Rich Paul's league. I don't know how many people necessarily understand that. But to me, it's Rich Paul's league. The Wizards have no business giving Anthony Davis a four-year, $275 million max extension. And if they do, it better come with LeBron James is all I'm going to say. Early stages of this highly anticipated summer league matchup between the Wizards and the Jazz. 2-2 early on here. DeBance has gotten to the cup twice, missed his first layup, had the second one go in on a reverse, just made a great pass in transition to Will Riley, and it ends up in an and-one. So I like the way the Wizards are playing here early on. The defense is good. You see them score here in transition. And this is why he was the number one pick, man. To be 6'9", to have the passing ability that DeBanza does, making the right play in transition, like that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. So early returns here are brilliant. I like the ball pressure that you're seeing from the Wizards here as well. They're picking up at half court, and Will Riley just forced a turnover. So, love what we're seeing here early. Oh, my goodness. Somebody going to have to – I may need a defibrillator. 7-2 start for the Wizards. This is going to be fun. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He literally just broke Jamir Watkins' knee. Are y'all boys in the studio watching this in real time? That looked dangerous.
Yo, that was crazy.
And Trey Johnson just laced one from deep.
I think we're ahead of you, bud.
Yeah. They just fouled now, I saw, to get Jamir Watkins out of the game. That was, wow. I'm excited, dudes. This is what this is about.
This team has energy again, man.
I know. It's a crazy thing. Trey Johnson, boy. God damn. His stroke is undeniable. He's going to be sharing the backcourt with Trae Young, guys? Come on, baby. Don't be scared of how good this team could potentially be. That's the one thing that I ask of y'all. And what do I mean by that? Don't be scared. I think some people look at this group, man, and when you hear me predict that, hey, they could be a top four team in the Eastern Conference, when you hear that, people go, what? They'd be happy or lucky to make the play-in game. I'm telling you, they have depth, they have length, size, and shooting. This is a team good enough. If they can stay healthy, obviously health is going to be paramount. If Trae Young and Anthony Davis can be healthy for 60 to 65 games, there's no way they're not a top four seed. Seriously. Hey, Trey Johnson looks insane right now. Trey Johnson looks insane. That's the guy that I'm excited about. We don't know how well he plays defense. You're not going to find that out here in summer league. Oh, my gosh. Will Riley just had a handful of jersey. I couldn't even believe it. His defense, though, in the regular season is going to be huge. He scored twice here already off the dribble. He scored, you know, off the dribble both times, rather. So, like, that's the one thing that we know Trey Johnson can do. We can fill it up. One of the best scorers that the SEC has ever seen. Big question for him is going to be, can he guard? Because if he can, that's your starting backcourt. it's Trae Young, it's Trae Johnson, it's the Bansa, it's Sar, and it's Anthony Davis. I cannot wait. Let's do this. I'm going to do my best to keep you all up to speed with the Summer League action here between the Wizards and the Jazz as we roll throughout this final hour. I want to get back on the National Football League coming up on the other side of the break. ESPN.com put out a list of their breakout candidates for the 2026 season. You'll be surprised at who they had listed for the Washington Commanders. I'll give you that, plus update you on Summer League next.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, early returns from the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. Wizards up 19-6. 5 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. Defense has been awesome from A.J. DeBonsa and the Wizards. He has shown it all in his first 7 minutes, as he just got subbed out. Really good pass to Will Riley in transition. Two really good drive attempts where he finishes through contact. I love everything that I've seen from him, man. Picks the pocket. A Cody Williams should have had a fast break dunk, but lost it. More impressive than that, though, man, I can't even lie to you. As much as tonight's about supposed to be about, you know, A.J. DeBanza, the first quarter has been about Trae Johnson. He has been flat out unguardable, working off the bounce, being comfortable when doubled. Everything, I mean, his dribble work, he's got a real handle, man. He can really handle the basketball. You're seeing the fruits of his labor, man. The ball, that's probably the thing that I've been most impressed with at the start, is just how good Trae Johnson looked. His bag work, as the kids like to say. Wow. I'm at a loss for words, dude. His bag work has been amazing to watch here. Honestly. This is what's so special about Summer League, man. Gets the whistle wet. It's like an appetizer. Now I'm thinking and debating like, hey, what are they going to look like during the regular season, you know? Especially with a guy like Trae Johnson, man. We'll keep you up to speed the rest of the way. In terms of what's going on here in the Summer League. Just got our first time out. Wizards are up 21-9. I'll be honest, we got a team good enough. He got a team good enough that we should be looking to win the Vegas Summer League. And I know normally, like, when high picks play well, they get sat down. But, man, if the Wizards youngsters play well in this Summer League, I'd be pissed if Will Dawkins and company made the choice to pull them. These brothers got to learn how to win. How do you learn how to win? You go out and you win the Summer League, man. If you're trying to show folks that the culture has been changed and the culture has been revamped, what better way to do it than going out and winning the Las Vegas Summer League? Something that I don't think I've ever seen the Wizards do, you know? Some people may say, oh, it's not important. Doesn't matter. It's just the summer. Man, you're trying to build habits here. If you're Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk, you're trying to get these young dudes to create good habits, man. And you're trying to turn them into winners, more importantly. Sitting them during summer league does not send a winning message. It doesn't. It just doesn't. And I get it. It's going to be met with criticism. People are going to say, oh, you're overreacting and blah, say blah. Nuh-uh. If you're trying to create a culture and an environment of winning, then go win. You know what I say? If you're scared, go to church. Because the only reason you wouldn't play them, right, is because you're fearful of injury. And you can't walk through life with that mentality. I love it, though, man. It has been a raucous start here for the Wizards here in the first quarter. The first quarter hasn't wrapped up yet, but the way that they've looked here in this opening period here in Summer League. Will Riley, can I be negative? And see, let me use a different word. Not can I be negative, can I be honest? Will Riley is getting the opportunity tonight to be the primary ball handler, to be the point guard, the guy that brings it up. He has looked a little loose with his handle. He has. He's turned it over a couple of times, but he's looked a little loose with his handle. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So the Wizards were rumored to be interested in some veteran backup point guard options. Depending on how Will Riley plays, they may not go to those options, you know? I'm curious to see, you know, how Will looks in this summer league, how confident they are in him to be the backup point guard potentially, you know? Big opportunity for a guy that's in his second year and is, what, only 19, 20 years of age, being the backup point guard on a team that's got real, legit, playoff aspirations. I was going to say championship aspirations. But y'all be like, whoa, slow the hell down, Linnell. No. Playoff aspirations, yes. Title aspirations, yeah. 21-9 Wizards lead with 3:08 left to go in the opening quarter here. We've talked about DeBanza. We talked a little bit about Will Riley and Trey Johnson. Can we talk about another Wizards draft pick here that I think is – maybe stood out is too strong of a word, but is, you know, had a good presence here early. Looking at Jahmyr Watkins, their second round pick from last year. So he's been playing great defense on Darren Peterson, who I believe, does DP score yet? I think he got some free throws. No, he hasn't. He hadn't even scored yet. A guy that's tore up the summer league to this point gets to playing some big boys like the Wizards, and he's struggling. DeBanza 5 points, 4 rebounds to start here. And I'm eager to see how these guys continue to defend, shot create. We just saw A.J. DeBanza get his first post touch of the summer league. They're showing Jahmyr Watkins right now, who just drew a foul on the screen. His ball pressure, the sole reason for that being able to happen. And that's, we read the quote from Wizards Summer League head coach earlier, right? Like, everybody can score. They know that they can score. It's about seeing what these guys do on the defensive end of the floor, man. That is what matters. How they look, how they act, how they fare, how they carry themselves on the defensive end of the floor. Can I be real? Remember a moment ago I was talking about, you know, you don't want to shut them down because you want to compete. We just saw a defender get into the landing zone of A.J. DeBanza, and he had to awkwardly fall to kind of avoid rolling his ankle. I've seen enough. I've already seen enough. That's the thing that, like, fingers crossed, nobody wants to see is an injury. And I'm not going to speak it up. I'm not going to spend much more time talking about it. But that's the only thing to me that could go wrong here in this summer league. I'm excited, though, man. I love the effort. I love the intensity. They're competing. So we got the announcement that it was going to be, you know, Orange. Coach Sorrentine. We knew that he was going to be the summer league head coach. I had some questions about that. I was curious to see, well, will they task Brian Keefe with doing it? Will they want him to spend as much time as possible working one-on-one with DeBanza and the other youngsters because of his background in scouting, development, etc.? It is Coach Sorrentine to start. We've already seen him give some one-on-one individual coaching to A.J. DeBanza. They had a pretty animated conversation where I guess A.J. was asking about, you know, a defensive rotation. Like, it's stuff like that that I'm watching here in the summer league. Mm. All right, let's do this. Half hour left to go in the program. We will talk some more NFL before we get out of here, but I promise I will keep you up to speed with the latest that is going on here from the Las Vegas Summer League. Wizards currently up 21-11. It's been a pretty darn good start here, all things considered. Playmaking on display from DeBanza. Trey Johnson deep in his bag with his handle. And the defense, most importantly, up to par for the young Wizards here in their Summer League opener. We'll keep you up to speed on Wizards Summer League and take a quick spin around the NFL next.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What a start. It is Summer League debut for the Washington Wizards. First quarter officially in the books. Wiz Kids up 27-18. DeBonta Shocker leads all scorers. He's got 11 on 4-9 shooting. Hey, man. I don't know, man. But he's a wiry built dude. What he showed in that first quarter, the contact balance, the ability to be unfazed by contact, the ability to play make through contact, whether that's on a double team or being bumped. A 10 out of 10 first quarter for him. And then I told you guys the other dude that I was putting under the microscope tonight, last year's number 7 overall pick, Trey Johnson, 9 points, 3 of 6 shooting, 1 for 4 from beyond the arc. The thing that's impressed me the most with him, right, watching him put the ball on the deck. We knew he could lace it from three, right? But watching him put the ball on the floor and seeing him handle the double team, seeing him play make, seeing him, you know, shoot it off the bounce. I'm telling you, boy, for as many years as we were down and out here in the nation's capital when it came to basketball, as many years as we was terrible, rolling out lineups that featured Johnny Davis and Leaky Black, the days of those struggles are over, Wizards fans. There is a new day in the nation's capital when it comes to basketball. So Trey Johnson is checked back in. Here's something I've noticed, and this is Scout Linnell speaking, right, guys? Wee-woo, Scout Linnell. Coach Sorrentin, on purpose, I assume, not playing or staggering the minutes of Trey Johnson and A.J. DeBonta, because I don't want those two getting in each other's way. I want this summer league to be about those two getting jiggy with it, those two working off the bounce, being primary playmakers, being offensive engines. Look, Coach Sorrentin, he talked about it. The ball pressure, and I don't know all the names on this Wizards summer league roster, 55, 26, the ball pressure has been, it's been evident from the get-go, man. There's a style and a brand of basketball that the Wizards are playing right now. They're getting out in transition. They're playing with pace. They're active defensively. They're fighting like hell to get over screens. I've loved everything about what we've seen from the Wizards here in this opening quarter. And I know it's summer league, and I know, you know, no one's getting crowned today, but this foundation that they're trying to set, this culture that they're trying to establish of defense, effort, all of that, you're seeing it here on full display. We'll wrap up the show. I'll tag back in the summer league talk coming up here momentarily. I did want to take a quick spin around the National Football League. James Palmer of NFL Insider, James Palmer, had some pretty interesting comments about where the quarterback battle stands between Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. And according to James Palmer, Shedeur Sanders has, quote, closed the gap
between him and Deshaun Watson.
I fully expect Shedeur Sanders to outperform Watson during the preseason. In turn, I fully expect Shedeur Sanders to be the week one starter for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm in the minority with how I feel about this. So you can roll your eyes, throw a hissy fit, do whatever the hell you feel is fit. The Cleveland Browns are the sleeping giant in the AFC. I think the Cleveland Browns, and I can almost feel PJ Glasser in studio, the hairs on the back of his neck standing up after I say that. The offseason that Cleveland has had, revamping their skill group, revamping their offensive line. They already had a premier defense. You add quality, competent quarterback play to that. How are they not a playoff team in the AFC?
Man, you crazy.
I'm crazy?
You think they're – so your pick, because we know every year in the NFL, mm-hmm. a team goes worst to first, right? They finish last in the division that following year. Would the Browns be towards the top of your list, you think?
My look, I think the Browns have as strong of a shot as anybody to go from worst to first. Last year, right, knowing what they had out there, their YMCA group of wide receivers spearheaded by Jerry Jeudy, their make-a-wish offensive line, for them to have and try to evaluate quarterback play under those circumstances, especially of a young quarterback, I think it's super difficult. If Shedeur and Deshaun Watson or whoever ends up being the starter, whoever wins the job is going to earn it fair and square. To the Browns' credit, to Andrew Berry's credit, they have done a good enough job improving the infrastructure around the quarterback to where now you can legitimately evaluate. And we know what Shedeur Sanders is, right? When he is surrounded with the requisite talent. We saw the 2 years in Boulder at Colorado. So you give that brother weapons. You give that brother time to throw. You give that brother an offensive line. I think he'll show you why there was clear first-round talent there for him at the position. The other piece is this. Lamar Action Jackson should have won the MVP during the 2024 season, and it ultimately goes to Josh Allen. That year, Lamar Jackson put together what I consider to be the greatest quarterback season of all time when you consider what he did as a thrower and as a runner. Todd Monken deserves a lot of credit for that. I'm eager to see, with a hands-on approach, what type of impact Todd Monken's coaching has on Shedeur Sanders and the rest of the quarterbacks in that room. You know, I'm excited about it, man. Sounds I know the like, Browns don't get a lot of credit, but I'm excited.
Sounds like you got your pick for Coach of the Year, Linnell. Monken might be your guy.
I'm telling you, if he gets – seriously, though, if he has the Browns flirting with the postseason
– oh, he's winning.
He's got to be in the conversation. Yeah, and I think when you consider the way that – when you consider the way that Jim Schwartz was kind of shown the door – not a lot of people believed in Todd Monken. I don't know how many other interviews he got during this process. But, like, I don't think a lot of people are giving Todd Monken much credit. I don't think people take him seriously. He sounds like he just finished a pack of Newports every time he takes the podium. He's got the raspy voice. He's honest at the podium. I don't know, man. I am bullish on what we could get this year out of the 2026 Cleveland Browns. I'm also very bullish, as you know, about the Washington Wizards. We'll get you up to speed with the latest from Vegas next. One final segment to go here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Wizards up 14, 4:53 remaining in the opening half. To this point, it has been the Trey Johnson and A.J. DeBonsa show here out at the Thomas and Mack Center for the Wizards. DeBonsa just looks uber comfortable getting to the basket, finishing through contact, playmaking for himself and others. Just a really, really quality start for DeBonsa to this point. They even got billionaire Ted in attendance tonight, man. Ted Leonsis is at the Wizards Summer League game. Let me see my guy Matt getting some, my guy Matt Quinn getting some airtime, baby. I'm live on the air right now. Obviously, if you all are hearing me in Washington, D.C., I got Matt Quinn, who is one of our liaisons as media members, getting some airtime out at the Thomas and Mack Center, baby. There we go. Love to see it. Love to see it. 16-point lead for the Wizards with 4:40 remaining in this opening half. I don't know how I'm going to be able to keep my composure, you know, throughout the course of the regular season. Throughout the course of the summer league, rather. Excuse me. Because, like, this is like our first look at the new Wiz Kids. This is what happens when we're getting our whistle wet. The hairs on the back of my neck are standing up. I'm sweating. He is so tough, dog. Are you seeing the bag work in studio, boys? Do you see the handles that this brother has at 6'9"?
Bro, it's crazy.
It's insane, dog.
It's kind of like a little baby Durant. I mean, bro, that length and size and man. Bag, it's kind of like it.
It is Durant-esque, bro. I don't – and look, obviously, right, when you – got a young prospect coming in, throwing out a lofty, you know, comparison like Kevin Durant is obviously tough. But hey, man, it ain't too far off, bro. His jumper is flat as hell. He can't shoot the ball from three. That's the one thing. And I'm going to be, because I'm a real analyst here. I'm not going to play Homer McFanboy and kiss a bunch of cheeks when talking about Wizards basketball. I made this comment yesterday when watching him. They posted a video of him on the Wizards Twitter of him shooting jump shots. And the brother is shooting it from his knees. One, he's not going to have that type of time. And then two, it's causing the ball to come out flat. He's got no arc on his shot. The two jumpers that he has taken tonight from three have been line drive misses. They've got to fix that. Because if he's not going to be a legitimate threat from three, it's going to be difficult. It makes the rest of his game, rather, a lot more difficult. Just saying. Am I being overly critical when I say that? Am I being nitpicky?
No, that's fair.
It's just, you know.
He's finding shots and getting to the rim, though, man.
Oh, no question he can do that. He better be able to do that. He's going up against guys that are going to be working at Amazon in a couple of weeks, you know? So that, not trying to discredit him at all. It's not what I was trying to do. But I expect him to be able to easily blow by these less than defenders. The jump shot to me, though, is a big, big part of this thing. The three-point jump shot, let me be more specific, because I think the mid-range is saucy. I think the mid-range is there.
That three-point was very far past the line, too.
It was, though. But it was flat.
And maybe it was not a great shot. But...
wasn't a great shot. But I don't know, man. Our whistle is wet. We're getting to see him. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I mean, I don't want to nitpick too much and say anything overly negative about Summer League, but I was the first, let me not say the first, one of the first. I'll never forget. Y'all know Scott Jackson, right? Our guy Scott Action Jackson was sitting in the bullpen at the Fam, and I was on producing in a fill-in role the next day, and I was coming in red hot, panicking about Johnny Davis after his Summer League debut. Huh. Only time will tell, guys. Only time will tell. So I'm just glad DeBonta didn't come out and stink up the joint. That's what I was fearful of. Even though I kind of prepped you all with reading some poor stat lines from prior number one picks in Summer League. Like, ugh. Yes. Yes. The fact that he's got on the board. The fact that he's been efficient. The fact that he's gotten to the cup. The fact that he's made a like, it's just, it's fun. It is good, fun stuff, man. I'm excited for this kid. I am. But like we saw with Jahmyr Watkins, when he, I guess, twisted his ankle. Like we saw with DeBonta when the guy was in his landing space on the jumper. The injury portion of all of this is just, ugh. You know? And I'm the same guy that wants them to play every summer league game and to try to win the entire summer league. I'm that guy, right? Yet I'm still fearful of potential injuries, man. Honestly. Woo! Can't help it. Mind you, though, this is the same Wizards fan that's watched John Wall injure himself getting out the shower. This is the same Wizards fan that watched Bradley Beal get hurt immediately as a rookie. Same, you know, DMV sports fan that watched RG3, that watched Jaden Daniels this past year. So I'm scarred. I suffer from SLS, score on lover syndrome. I don't know no better when it comes to, you know, my fear, my doubts, when it comes to the injury bug. And, like, I hope every fan is like this. I hope we all care enough to where that type of stuff keeps us up at night. It shows me that you care. Shows me that you care. Demands are back at the free throw line. They have this weird bit in Summer League where if you make one free throw, I believe it's equal to two, if I'm not mistaken. He's got 15. 4 of 11 from the field, 4 of 5 from the charity stripe. I've seen enough, like I said. If it wasn't for the Wizards coming out of this abyss, not winning for three consecutive years, winning an average of like 17, 18 games, if it wasn't for that, I would say pull him. I don't need to see him in the Summer League after tonight. But I want these young pups, as I continue to reiterate, them learning how to win is just as important as anything else throughout this process, man. Got to learn how to win. 44-28, 2:37 left to go in the opening half. DeBonsis got 15. More importantly, the defense of the Wizards has been really, really good as they've held Darren Peterson to just 9 here on 3 of 9, shooting 1 for 6 from the three-point line in 3 turnovers. I've watched damn near every second of Darren Peterson in Summer League to this point. This, by far, without a shadow of a doubt, has been the most uncomfortable he's looked in the Summer League. And it is a major, major credit to the Washington Wizards, more specifically Jahmyr Watkins, who was tasked with the assignment of guarding him right off the rip. And he's been the guy guarding him all game long here to this point. So just like an NFL preseason, you can learn things from it. They're teaching points, they're coaching points. I think the Wizards are looking at Jahmyr Watkins and saying, what's up, man? Can you be a lockdown premier defender for us and guard the opposing team's best player? Guess what, guys? He's doing it tonight. Geeked up, man. Second half going to be exciting. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me and get my thoughts off air, it is at NELL_BTP, same handle on each and every social media platform. Wizards up 18 in the first half as Summer League, the first half at least of their Summer League debut, getting ready to wrap up. Thank you to PJ. Thank you to our guy Metal Chris. Appreciate your calls as well. Don't blink. You'll miss the next time I'm on. 1 week from today, you'll hear me again right here on The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.